Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
The order in which we complete our daily tasks is down to how we prioritise them. You'll often find yourself doing the more important and urgent things first, and leaving the less important things till later. Most of the time, the things that we prioritise matter to us. That's why we do them. However, it's not always as simple as that. If you've got an assignment due for school, you'd think that prioritising that would be the most obvious thing to do. However, it's common to do other, more enjoyable things instead. Whilst enjoying yourself with friends and family is as important, it's not at that moment in time. By putting those things off because they seem unpleasant, boring, or difficult, is only a short-term solution, and the consequences will catch up with you, and they can be serious. It's important to understand how to prioritise tasks effectively, because time is important to us. You can allow yourself to become more organised, more motivated, and it allows us to enjoy our time rather than stressing. Each and every day, you're faced with numerous tasks that you have to complete. These could be menial, they could be serious, they can affect others, or they might be individual to you. Everything from homework to chores to conversations and meetings. Thing is, however, you're not always going to complete them in a single day. You might be too tired, or maybe you forgot about them. And of course, there's a personal and social life to think about as well. This is why we prioritise. Picture this. You wake up in the morning and remember that you have to do an important piece of work later. But you know it's going to be difficult and incredibly time-consuming, so you put it off, and instead meet up with some friends, leaving it for another day. That's fine though. It doesn't need to be done for weeks. Take your time. Enjoy yourself. But, as we all know, time goes fast when you're having fun, and whilst you're out having your fun, the deadline's creeping up on you. Now, you've only got a day or two, and you haven't even started. And it's at this moment that you regret not doing it when you woke up that morning and reminded yourself. Big tasks might seem daunting to take on, and often, when you don't know where to begin, you can tell yourself that having a little bit of time to think about it before diving in is what you need. But this is just a subconscious excuse for not doing it. If you know that it's important, but you've got weeks to do it, then just simply get on with it. Even if you only do a little bit, it's better than nothing. And once you've started, the ball can begin to roll. If you start it when you mean to, you've successfully prioritised. You've noticed something that needs doing, and you've gone and done it. Priorities give us order and structure. Without them, we'd do whatever was closest, whatever was the most convenient, whatever was the easiest. We'd leave the tasks that were difficult and overwhelming, and nothing would ever get done. The whole point of prioritisation is to avoid this exact scenario, and many others like it, from happening. So how can we prioritise? As I've said many times before, a lot of life's challenges are much easier said than done, and again, prioritising fits into this. To realise what order your tasks need to be completed in is much easier to say than to actually do. And, of course, we're all different. Some people procrastinate, and others are able to crack on with work. The good news is, there are things in which you can do to try and help you overcome this difficulty. Nailing these methods and strategies can really help to conquer that feeling of uncertainty and fear. They can help you reduce your stress levels, and, above all else, they can help you do the things you set out to do. So, what are they? One of the best methods to help you prioritise is to write things down. As life goes on, there's always going to be more tasks that are added to the pile. By writing everything down that needs to be done, or you'd like to achieve, you can help yourself to realise what's actually important. If it's the night before, the week before, or the start of every month, writing things down simplifies it. Our brains are constantly running at a million miles an hour, and so, to make sense of all our thoughts, ambitions and ideas, getting it down on paper can help to separate it from all the chaos and confusion, and can allow you to purely focus on the tasks at hand. With the tasks you write down, there's a good chance that the reason that you've chosen them is because they're important to you. However, they might not all be urgent. Urgent and important are actually two separate categories themselves. With the tasks that you have, it's best to separate them in what needs to be done sooner rather than later, and what is just important but not an urgent task. For example, an assignment that's due next week is both urgent and important. However, one of your tasks might be a goal you're trying to achieve or a level you're trying to get to with a certain trait or skill. An example of this could be lifting a certain amount of the gym. This is important to you, of course, but to do that will take time, patience, dedication. Essentially, it's not urgent. By distinguishing which tasks are urgent and which ones aren't, can help you to focus on which tasks need to be completed. The more pressing matters are dealt with first, meaning you don't stress as much, as you don't linger and put them off until you have to do them. As just mentioned, it's fine to put long-term goals on your list. It's good to have them, as it keeps you working and striving towards them. However, there are better ways to help you try and achieve them. Say you want to become a professional writer. On your priority list, you could easily put become a writer. But this is a bit vague, and it certainly isn't possible to do in a day. It's not going to happen overnight. It's difficult to achieve, and just like the guys and girls at the gym, it will take time, patience, and dedication. This is where it might be better to break it down and make your tasks more manageable and achievable. This way, you might not allow yourself to become disillusioned with the idea of reaching those goals. Instead of putting become a writer, you could put finish the first draft, submit to a competition, or learn about character. There's no issue with putting your long-term goals on a priority list. However, to keep you focused on them, breaking them up to make them seem within your reach as opposed to miles away can be a better way to keep you motivated towards them. A pitfall for many people when prioritising is that they compete, not with friends or siblings or even the next door neighbour, but with themselves. One of the worst things that you can do that makes you become a lot less organised and a lot less focused is giving yourself too much to do at once. If you've got loads of things that you want to do, that's fine, but don't try and do them all at the same time. Studies have shown that multitasking, whilst it might seem like a good solution to get lots of work done, actually has the opposite effect. Multitasking has been proven to lower standards, as we can rarely access 100% of our focus on one thing at a time, especially when there are other tasks lingering about. The best thing to do is stick to a single task. Avoid having them compete with each other for your attention, and just allow the final product to be as good as it possibly can be. And of course, how could we forget about deadlines? Deadlines are there to make sure that the work is done in a specific amount of time, and should you fail to meet this deadline, there's often a punishment that follows. It might seem harsh, and depending on the work, deadline, and punishment itself, it can be, but they're often within reason. Deadlines don't always have to be pre-made or given to you by someone else either. If you tell yourself that a piece of work has to be completed by 3 o'clock, you've set yourself a deadline. You could tell yourself that I'm not allowed to do X until I've completed Y. You've set yourself a punishment. Deadlines and punishments are there to make sure we do the work and not skim over it because it's too difficult or unpleasant to do. With your tasks, stick to your deadlines, whether they're given to you or pre-made. You have to be strict with yourself, but with this strictness can come a better ability to prioritise. It takes discipline to deal with your priorities. It can be a slog, and at times the last thing you want to do is the task that's right at the top of your list. But it needs to be done, otherwise it wouldn't be there. The thing to remember with them is that we all have priorities. You're not alone in doing these tasks. They may be individual to you, but everyone is in the same boat. What's important to know, however, is what to do with these tasks when you've got them. Understanding the way to prioritise and the way to deal with the tasks can help you to complete them to the best of your ability without compromising your social and personal life. So, in order to live your best life, it might be a good idea to learn how to deal with your tasks and how to prioritise.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.